Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to another exciting video tutorial. I do apologize if my voice is a bit raspy. I'm just getting over a cold, but I feel good, and I want to record a tutorial. So, we're going to be creating this design here using some of the Evolution design elements. And of course, you can find the Evolution collection at videocopilot.net and check our products for Evolution. Very powerful DVD, so definitely check it out. So what I've done is I brought in a couple of the design elements, and here's what we're going to be creating. So we've basically made a cool 3D title plate, and let's go ahead and get started. So first thing I'm going to do is create a new composition. And we'll make it 720 by 480, 5 seconds long. And then we're going to create a new solid. And we'll make it sort of grayish tan. Somewhere around there. Choose OK. Then we'll create a new solid that's dark red in this area here. And we want to change the transfer mode of this layer to classic color burn. And we'll take the elliptical mask tool and double click, add a vignette, I'll hit MM, subtract it, and feather it. And then we'll hit T and lower the opacity. Now, before we get into the main part of the design, I actually want to show you another cool way to use some of the Evolution elements to create cool patterns and backgrounds. So, what I'll do is create a new adjustment layer. And I'm going to move the adjustment layer just below the vignette. And then I'll take, from the effects and presets, we'll type kaleidoscope. Let's see, CC Kaleida. And we're going to be using this effect. And before we move on, I'm going to take one of the flourishes, number 14, drag it out. And then I'll hit S and we'll scale it down. So what we have is this element that just animates out, and we want to shrink it down right here in the middle. And then on this adjustment layer, we want to make sure the flourish is just below it. And then we're going to take the CC Kaleida, apply that to the adjustment layer. And what it does is sort of repeats it and kind of mirrors it. And you can kind of see, if you rotate the kaleidoscope parameter, you can see some cool, interesting design. So if you guys know what a kaleidoscope is, it's like that tube that you look in, has like the crystals, and you turn it and does some interesting shape. So I don't know who thought of that, but that thing was awesome. So there's also some different options for how to look. We can unfold it. Let's see. Or turn into sort of a star shape, but for now, actually, let's take the flourish actually, and if you can turn this on and off, you can kind of see what's happening. It's sort of repeating that area, and what I can do is move this around and create some interesting effects. What I'll do is I'll change the transfer mode to overlay, and then I'll hit T and bring the opacity down, so it's just very subtle back there. I'm going to take the flourish also and move it over so that it's on the whole time. I can also just still frame it, but that'll work for now. So next step, I'm going to create a new solid, and we'll choose black and OK. I never know like how fast I should go. I always wonder if like I'm teaching this to someone who's, this is their first tutorial, or if I'm teaching it to everyone who's already been here. So I apologize if I annoy you one way or the other. Okay, so what we're going to do is create a title plate. Now, there's a couple of ways we can do this. We can use the pen tool, and with the layer selected, we could draw shape here. So we could do that, and that looks pretty good. Also, After Effects CS3 comes with a shape tool for rounded rectangles, so we can actually just click, and then we have like a perfect rounded rectangle shape. So we'll do that, but you know, you could do it the other way too. So let's see. We have our title plate, and now we need to bring in our evolution elements. So I'll go back to the project window, flourish number 6, drag it out. We'll scale it down. So you move forward in time. And let's fill this with like dark red. So I'll choose generate fill. And we'll change the color here. And we'll change the transfer mode to, let's see, classic color burn. And then I'm going to rotate it and scale it down. We're just going to kind of hang it out the side here. Actually, I may change the color to make it blend a little bit. And that's the cool thing about After Effects CS3 is that if you do color changes, it updates in the monitor or in the composition window, so you can actually see what's happening. So that's pretty awesome there. So we want to sort of see semi-transparent areas like that, and we'll choose OK. And then I'll duplicate this, edit, duplicate. And then we'll move the copy over here. We'll rotate it, scale it down, just make it look different, something like that. Then we'll duplicate another copy. I'm going to hit Control D, and now I have another copy, and then I'm going to change the fill color to like yellow. Now I'm going to change the transfer mode to normal, and then I'm going to choose Effect, Generate, or Stylize Glow. And so we're going to add a little glow. I'm going to bring the res to half and then go to 50%. This is another good example of why the color updating is so cool. Is right now it's kind of yellow and doesn't look very good, but the glow is sampling the color of the flourish. But if I click on the color and if I adjust it just right and get the color just right, see, that's too orange, but if I can dial it back just a little bit, we can sort of create this color that's just in between, where we have like a bright yellow core and a more of a golden glow. And that's kind of what we want, and we'll increase the glow radius. I'll go back up to full res and maybe right around there. So that's what's great about this, is I can fine tune the color and not have to, you know, open and close it every time. So nice feature there. So this flourish is a little large, so we'll scale it down and we'll just move it right into this area and rotate it. Okay, now the other thing I want to do is take our title plate and move it above our flourishes, and so that they kind of grow out from behind. And I'll probably dial back our kaleidoscope flourish. Let's just tone that down a bit. And I'll take this golden flourish and duplicate it again and rotate it and move it over to this side. At this point, it's more experimental, but you can just kind of play around with them, rotate them, and all that good stuff. So the other thing I want to do is add sort of this cool glow. And to do it, we're going to create a new solid. And we'll just make it black, but I'm going to choose Effect, Generate, and Fill, and we're going to use a color. So we'll use like a red color also. Change the transfer mode to screen, and then we'll take the ellipse tool and hold down control here, and we're just going to kind of draw a circle. And then we hit F, feather out the mask, and put that below the title plate. And now we want to kind of play with the color here. So I want to definitely want more of a red color. Now I want to see a little bit more of our flourishes, so I'm going to scale them up and kind of bring them into the shot a little bit. Now I want to bring a little bit more warmth into the shot. So what I'll do is take the vignette and we'll fill it with a color also. And I want it just to be a little bit more orange, a little bit more red actually. And then we'll take the title plate and add a gradient. So I'll choose Effect, Generate, Ramp, And we'll just change the bottom color to like a dark red and bring the points in a little closer to each other. So that looks pretty good. The other thing I did is added sort of some particles in the background. So I create a new solid. We'll take the Particle World plugin and bring that out. And we'll change this to off. And then we want to make sure the layer color is like a yellow color. So I'll choose Layer Solid Settings. And we'll just sort of pick this yellow. Okay, let's see. We'll change the gravity to 0.1 and the particle to lens convex. We'll make little dots. And we'll bring the size of the birth and the death down. And we'll bring the amount of particles down. So we'll bring the birth rate down. And then we'll, bring the velocity of the explosion down. So that way they're not shooting out so much. And the gravity, 0.03. Make it even less there. And then we'll make the producer larger. We'll just increase it so it kind of fills up the space here. And there you go. And then we'll choose Effect Stylize Glow. And we'll put this below the title plate. And actually, maybe we'll make the solid, maybe make it more white. And choose OK. So add a little bit of highlight there. And then maybe bring the size of the particles down. More like sprinkles instead of dipping dots. So that's good. And then we could take a text layer and title it up. Looking good. Now I also in the original comp I actually turned all the layers into 3D, and so let's see, if you toggle the switches, we'll make all the essential layers 3D. So the flourishes, this black layer is actually our red glow, and this is our particles. Now what we want to do is turn on the 3D switch for the flourishes, for the glow, and for the title plate, but not for the particles because they have their own 3D space through the plugin. So now we have this, but we want to sort of offset the layers a little bit, so we'll bring the title plate forward. Actually, we'll create a camera, like a 35 millimeter camera, and then we can take the orbit tool and move around and sort of see the depth. But we'll take the title plate, we'll move it forward just a bit. We'll take a couple of the flourishes and we'll just move them back. And then we'll take the title plate actually and duplicate it and move it back. So essentially we have an additional copy. Now let's take the particles and put it below the flourishes, and so that the order of the rendering doesn't get disrupted. So you want to make sure that 3D layers that interact with each other are all next to each other or stacked on top of each other without any 2D layers in between them, because you can see they sort of disrupt the blending. So, but once you get that dialed in, you can kind of fly around this, and there's just some cool 3D depth to it, and it looks nice. So that's always a good thing too. Now, this is just a very simple design, but you could obviously change the color schemes up. If I wanted to darken the background layer, I mean, I could really create a very dramatic title sequence, it looks very cool. And actually, there's one more thing I did in the original comp that I forgot here, and that is in the Riot Gear collection, I took this paper texture, put it, below the title plate, and scaled it back. Change the transfer mode to multiply, and actually we'll go classic color burn, and bring the opacity down a bunch, and then just sort of drew a shape around the area of the title plate and then feathered it out. Let me shut a couple of things off here so that we can see it. I'm going to expand the mask shape. And so you can see the texture is sort of bleeding around the edges. And, you know, we can kind of feather that as much as we'd like. And also we'll turn it into a 3D layer by hitting that 3D switch. Turn back on our other layers. And so now we have just a little bit more of a gritty texture here, and definitely looks pretty cool. And then also just to kind of show some other cool uses for the Riot Gear collection, I've just taken one of these flow elements, and it's got just kind of a cool texture to it. And, you know, just playing with the transfer modes is just a great way to experiment with, you know, different looks. And there's a cool way to cycle through them. You hold down shift and just hit plus and minus on the keyboard up there by the numbers, and you can just kind of cycle through all the different possibilities. And, you know, if you see something you like, you can, you know, play with it, bring the opacity down, maybe just have a texture. We could put it down below, maybe just below everything, and, you know, just kind of have a cool looking texture there in the background. Let's see here. Anyway, this is just another example of cool things that you can do in After Effects, you know, with a little bit of time and a little bit of effort. So, and of course, check out Evolution. It's a great product, and of course, we do appreciate all the customers out there who've purchased our DVDs. Definitely helps make all this possible. And, you know, tax season's coming up. You know, buy a DVD, write it off for next year. Works out well. We also, for those of you who don't pay taxes, we also do accept payment from Cayman Island bank accounts through our online store. So, you know, hey, I'm just kidding about that. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this tutorial. I'm Andrew Kramer for VideoCopilot.net.